A quick new idea daily from the world's greatest TEDx talks. I'm your host, Atossa Leone, and this is TEDx Shorts. Michelle Alexander is a civil rights advocate and author of the New York Times bestseller, The New Jim Crow. She suggests the modern racial caste system in the United States is alive and well, most observable in the policies and law enforcement strategies targeting people of color for mass incarceration. In her 2013 talk, Michelle offers a sobering history and a look at how we can work towards breaking this system of racial control.
I'm here to talk about our criminal justice system, a system of mass incarceration, a penal system unprecedented in world history. I now believe we have not truly ended racial caste in America. We've merely redesigned it. Now, I find that these days when I tell people that I now believe that our system of mass incarceration is like a new Jim Crow, a new caste-like system, people typically react with shock, disbelief. They say, how can you say that? How can you say that? Our criminal justice system isn't a system of racial control, it's a system of crime control. And if Black folks would stop running around committing so many crimes, they wouldn't have to worry about being locked up and then stripped of their basic civil and human rights. But therein lies the greatest myth about mass incarceration, namely that it's been driven simply by crime and crime rates. It's not true. It's just not true. We have the highest rate of incarceration in the world, dwarfing the rates of even highly repressive regimes like Russia or China or Iran. But during this 30-year period of time when our prison population exploded, most criminologists and sociologists today will acknowledge that crime rates and incarceration rates in the United States have moved independently of one another. So what explains the sudden, unprecedented explosion in incarceration, if not simply crime and crime rates? The war on drugs and the Get Tough movement, the wave of punitiveness that washed over the United States on the heels of the civil rights movement. Drug convictions accounted for about two-thirds of the increase in the federal prison population between 1985 and 2000. Now, most Americans violate drug laws in their lifetime. Most do. You don't have to raise your hand. Most do. But the enemy in this war has been racially defined. Even though studies have now consistently shown for decades that, contrary to popular belief, people of color are no more likely to use or sell illegal drugs than whites, this drug war has been waged almost exclusively on Black and brown communities. And federal drug forfeiture laws allow state and local law enforcement agencies to keep for their own use up to 80% of the cash, cars, homes seized from suspected drug offenders. You don't have to be convicted, just suspected of a drug offense. And law enforcement can seize the cash out of your pocket, out of your home, take your car, sell it, keep the proceeds, thus giving law enforcement a direct monetary interest, not in ending drug abuse or drug addiction or drug-related harm, but in the longevity of this war itself. And the U.S. Supreme Court, far from resisting the rise of mass incarceration and the targeting of poor communities of color, the U.S. Supreme Court has eviscerated Fourth Amendment protections against unreasonable searches and seizures, giving the police license to stop, frisk, search just about anyone, anywhere, without a shred of evidence of any criminal activity, as long as they get consent, which is really just compliance. So what do we do? What do we do? Well, my own view is that nothing short of a major social movement has any hope of ending mass incarceration in the United States. And if you imagine that surely something less could do, somehow we could tinker with this machine and get it right. Consider the sheer scale of this system. This system is now so deeply rooted in our social, political, and economic structure, it's not going to just fade away or downsize out of sight without a major upheaval, a fairly radical shift in our public consciousness. Now, I know that there's many people today who will say, well, there's just no hope of ending mass incarceration in America. Just as many people were resigned to the old Jim Crow in the South would say, oh, yeah, it's a shame, but that's just the way that it is. I find that so many people of all colors view the millions cycling in and out of our prisons and jails as just an unfortunate but basically inalterable fact of American life. Well, I am confident that Martin Luther King Jr. and Rosa Parks and Ella Baker and Ann Braden and all those young people who risked their lives getting on buses and taking freedom rides through the South to end the old Jim Crow, they would not be so easily deterred. So I believe we have got to pick up where they left off and do the hard work of movement building on behalf of poor people of all colors. I hope we will commit ourselves to building a human rights movement to end mass incarceration, a movement for education, not incarceration, a movement for jobs, not jails, and a movement to end all those forms of legal discrimination against people released from prison. But before this movement can truly get underway, a great awakening is required. We've got to awaken from this colorblind slumber we've been in to the realities of race in America. It's our task, I firmly believe, to end not just mass incarceration, not just the war on drugs, but to end this history and cycle of creating caste-like systems in America.
The TEDx talk you just listened to was recorded in Columbus, Ohio. All TEDx events are independently organized by volunteers who believe in TED's mission of ideas worth spreading. Special thanks to the organizing team at TEDx Columbus. Want to listen to more TEDx talks? Explore the entire archive on the TEDx YouTube channel. I'm Atossa Leone. Thanks for listening, and see you tomorrow.
Hi, TED Talks Daily listener. So we've been sharing podcasts from the TED Audio Collective for the last 9 Fridays now. And now we thought we'd have a little bit of fun. You're about to hear another great episode of a TED podcast, but I can't tell you which one. We're randomly serving different episodes to our global audience. You can check back in later or on a different app, and you might get something different. I can promise what you'll hear will be true to TED, a curated podcast for the curious, whether it's about business, design, science, or philosophy. If you can handle the mystery, stick around. And to dive into our entire portfolio, head to audiocollective.ted.com. I'd love to know which episode you get. Tweet at us or email podcasts@ted.com. We promise we read every message. Support for TED Talks Daily comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting time and money with your current business software or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/TED Talks. That's odoo.com/TED Talks. Odoo, modern management made simple. Support for TED Talks Daily is from Progressive, home of the Name Your Price tool. You can say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. It's easy to start a quote. Visit progressive.com to get started. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is brought to you by Schwab. You're here to keep a pulse on environmental trends. Well, now you can invest in what's trending in electric vehicles, renewable energy, water sustainability, and more with Schwab Investing Themes. It's an easy way to invest in ideas you believe in. Schwab's research uncovers emerging trends, then their technology curates relevant stocks into themes. Choose from over 40 themes. Buy all the stocks in a theme, as is, or customize to better fit your investing goals. All in a few clicks. Schwab Investing Themes is not intended to be investment advice or a recommendation of any stock or investment strategy. Learn more at schwab.com/thematic investing.
TED Talks Daily is hosted by me, Elise Hugh, and produced by TED. Theme music is from Allison Layton Brown, and our mixer is Christopher Fazy Bogan. We record the talks at TED events we host or from TEDx events, which are organized independently by volunteers all over the world. And we'd love to hear from you. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or email us at podcasts@TED.com.